Welcome to Tea
with Mrs. S, a podcast about relationships, life, and everything around us.
Let's get started. Hey, people, have you missed us? We've been gone for a minute. Back.
Yes, we are.
And what better way to get back into town than to talk about Slapgate?
Slapgate. The pursuit of slappiness. I saw that on Twitter. And I lost it. I said, you know what, you guys need to cut it out. Y'all are doing too much. The memes are like never ending. But
the memes write themselves. I was like, oh, I don't know. I mean, what do you think about it?
So. Well, you know, I actually talked about this on Being Mrs. S earlier, because earlier on in the week, last week or so, there was another slap that was felt around the world. And there's a lot of chatter on that one as well. And I was like, okay, so, you know, people are talking about how he was classless and things like that. And I said, this person was defending, you know, self-defense. In this particular situation with Will and Chris Rock, it's bad form. Really, really bad form, in my opinion. I keep, you know, going on about people need to, you know, it's about personal responsibility, and people need to think, you know, it shouldn't always be, well, look at what the other person did. I'm saying while you're in the situation, just, you know, think about yourself. How am I going to handle this? And then handle it appropriately. Now, obviously, it looks like Will and Chris Rock they've had beef for a minute. I don't think this was a one-off thing. You remember a few years ago when Will did the CTS or whatever that brain issues with the NFL thing, where he played the Nigerian doctor. Meanwhile, I haven't even watched that one, but everyone was like, yeah, he deserves an Oscar for that, but he wasn't even nominated. And I think that was that whole time where everybody was like, what's up with, you know, no Black people at the Oscars? And Jada was the lead person about, let's boycott this thing. But I believe Chris Rock was hosting the Oscars that year, and she was the butt of his jokes, right? He just, you know, laid into her and things like that. So that beef, I think, has been building up or whatever. I've got to say that when I watched it, you know, for us in America, they didn't show us that, they preempted all that. I saw it last night because people who are watching it in Japan, they posted it. It wasn't censored. They showed the whole thing. And when I watched it, I was like, wait, is this part of the skit or whatever? Like, what's going on here? And then when he was saying, you know, keep my mouth out, you know, and then the way Chris Rock was looking, yeah, I was like, okay, these guys are really good actors, so I don't know if they're still acting or whatever. I was still unsure what was going on. It was when he walked up after they announced that he had won the Oscar and everything, and he started giving his speech. I was like, wait, this mess was for real. Like, he actually walked up there and slapped this guy in the face. You know, then I had to go back to the whole thing, the way it started, you know, and I was like, really, Will? You had moments to, and I think, you know how it is where you count to 10 and then don't react? Like, you count to 10 and you calm yourself down. His happened in the reverse, because, you know, when the joke was cracked, everybody, you know, laughed and, you know, and he also laughed. But I think he thought for, after laughing, he was like, wait, what's this guy talking about? And instead of it to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, let me just calm down. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm about to teach this guy a lesson. And he walked up there and, you know, slapped, gave him one hot, dirty slap. I mean, the look on Chris Rock's face was like, what in the world just happened? You know, do you know, today, like a few hours ago when I was playing it in my head again, I immediately felt so sad for Chris Rock. You know, I was so emotional. I was, you know, his face, when I pictured his face and I was like, oh my God, the embarrassment. Like, this was so unnecessary. This was so uncalled for, but you know, everyone needs to own their role in it. It's not about, let me point the finger. Chris Rock, you're a comedian. Yes, it's your life to roast people, but sometimes take a moment, do your research, make sure this, your roast, what you're about to say is more funny than insensitive, right? I have to tell you, I didn't know that Jada was suffering from alopecia. I just thought she was doing fly girl things. You know, her head is cute. The shaved off head is cute on her. And I thought she was just being fly girl. I really didn't know that she was suffering from alopecia. And I think it's something that Chris Rock should have spent the time to think about before he said what he said. Because then when you factor all that in, you're like, well, that's a little insensitive.
So I'm just going to jump in right here. And I'll tell you, I am completely, if Will had my vote before, he's completely lost it. I thought I had respect for him. I'm so disappointed in his behavior. I'm like, no, his behavior was completely unacceptable. One, he's also a comedian. And I'll bet you if we go back in the past and look, he's cracked jokes that are insensitive to other people. And nobody got up and decided to deck him because of it. I think he was completely out of line. He was laughing. He laughed at the joke. The only time he stopped and realized, uh-oh, was when they showed Jada's face on the screen. And then it was like, I guess he probably felt like, uh-oh, you know, this is.
Did they show her face on the screen?
According to, I was listening to some reporter.
So I watched
another topic. Hold on, girlfriend. That's another topic I want to talk about because Tiffany Haddish, oh God, hold on. So it was when he saw her face on the screen, because Tiffany, when she was defending him and supporting this behavior, was like, oh, you know, wouldn't you want your man to defend you? I'm like, what kind of rubbish is this? What are people saying? Are they even thinking about the words that are coming out of their mouth? Someone gets up to slap someone for a joke. It's a joke. Whether you think it's insensitive or it's not insensitive, Chris Rock is a comedian. He was paid to be a comedian. You may not like the joke. If you didn't like the joke, walk up, go out. You're an actor. You're paid to take this, whatever it is, deal with it like a professional. Chris Rock, I didn't even used to think anything of him before. He's gone up in my estimation. He's really, really gone up. He handled everything like a human being. And I was like, Will? At one point in time, I was like, is Will on some sort of drugs? Because he went from laughter to rage to crying. The whole range of emotions in a space of how many minutes?
Well,
like, for real?
No, really? I don't think he saw Jada's face. I don't think it was about seeing Jada's face.
Listen, he saw Jada's face.
No. Okay, first of all, I watched it. All right.
Listen, he saw Jada's face. Tiffany Haddish, when she was being questioned, and you know, props to Tiffany. One of those reporters was like, I don't know how she came up to her, you know, when she was getting ready for the red carpet, and the person was like, oh, something about, oh, was this a costume change? Tiffany was like, hello, girlfriend, this is not a costume. This is Dolce & Gabbana. I paid for it.
What does that have to do with
this? This is what success looks like. Listen, I'm just segueing off to tell you how come I'm saying he saw Jada's face, because Tiffany was defending his behavior. She turned to the reporter and said, oh, well, the reporter asked her, so what do you think about, you know, I have to ask you, what do you think about Will, whatever it was that happened. And she was like, what do you think about it? She turned on the reporter and she's like, well, I would be happy. I'm quite in support of Will. This is what it looks like when a man defends his woman. How would you, wouldn't you like it if your man stood up for you and defended you? She said he saw Jada's face on the screen. They must have shown, you know how they do the snapshots and they show people's faces. Jada's face. Everybody was laughing. You would have been laughing until you saw Jada's face, the way she rolled her eyes. She was not finding that.
And what I'm trying to tell you is that has nothing to do with anything.
I am telling you.
Here's what I'm telling you. It has nothing to do with Jada's face. He laughed because it's a reflex action.
I'm not talking about his laughter.
You started off by saying he was laughing. And it was until he saw Jada's face. And I'm saying it has nothing to do with Jada's face.
I stand by my comment.
You can, but here's my opinion about that.
We've heard it.
I've heard your opinion. No, you haven't heard it.
I listened to you talk.
You have not heard my opinion about what you just said.
I listened to everything you had
you
to say.
Heard
so don't
cut it
to me. Let me finish.
Hold on, though.
No, don't tell me to hold on. Let me finish.
You can
tell me what you have to say when you're done. I'm saying, let me finish my train of thought so I don't lose what I'm trying to say. I listened to everything you had to say based on everything that you thought you knew about this. I have plenty to say about it. So hold on, girlfriend.
Yeah, so if you have plenty to say,
you don't hold on.
You have plenty to say, you say, I'll say. You want me to wait for you to finish your
plan? You said you don't agree that he saw Jada's face.
I haven't finished that.
Okay, hold on. Just hold on. So that's number one for me. Go ahead and say what you have to say about him.
It had nothing to do with her face. Let me finish. He laughed because it's reflex. It was a joke. Everybody was laughing. If you're standing there and I start laughing, you start laughing yourself. And then you're like, wait, why am I laughing? He laughed because it was a joke. I don't even think he even got what the joke was. Everybody was laughing. He laughed. And then he stopped for a moment and he thought, wait. What is this about? And that's when he did that. Carry on.
Okay. I don't agree, but you already know what I think about that. Number two, if every day we're getting up and we're saying, oh, gender equality. I don't want anybody to defend me with violence. Chris Rock was not violent towards Jada. He made a joke that Jada considered was insensitive. Fine. Maybe they have history, whatever the case may be. But if Chris Rock was a female comedian, would Will have gone up and then slapped her on the face and then everybody will be responding the way they're responding now, saying, oh, some people, everybody's, it's like people are afraid because they like Will. They think he's gotten the Oscar he deserves. And people are like, he's a human being. His reaction is understandable. If it was a female comedian that had done that, would he have gotten up to say, this one is making fun of my wife, or this joke is not funny? Would he have slapped her in public?
I don't think he would have slapped her because he's a man and she's a woman.
He would not have done that because he's a man and she's a woman. So what's the point?
The difference is that that's a man.
Exactly. But
I don't think he would have slapped her because he's a man and she's a woman.
Listen.
My point is
all the gender equality feminists, the reaction that people have, in my opinion, should not be different. If they feel that, oh yes, it's okay for him to hit Chris. Well, I don't think anybody feels it's okay for him to hit Chris. But if people feel like, oh, you know, I can sort of understand, then if Chris was Tiffany, if it was Tiffany Haddish there and she cracked that joke, I hope that they will feel the same way if Will got up and slapped her.
I don't think any human being in this world will feel the same way if a man gets up and slaps a woman.
That's just ridiculous. Is that Will was out of line. He's a comedian.
And I don't think you will have a single person disagreeing with you about that.
Meanwhile, number two, and this is where I think sometimes I feel like, this babe, are you just being hypocritical or something? Because
are you talking about yourself?
Yes. I'm talking about myself. Like, I wonder if I'm being hypocritical because as much as it's completely unacceptable for Will to slap Chris, there's no reason for anybody to slap anybody. When I heard the story of Bianca slapping Ebele,
you were like, correct.
I was like, come on.
Exactly.
Please, she needed that dirty slap.
Exactly.
To her brain.
That was the story I was talking about that to me was self-defense.
I'm like, I don't know if I would call it self-defense.
Oh, no, it was.
But I will say, I was like rooting for Bianca. I was like, the girl needed a hot slap. Anybody that leaves her chair to come and be sprouting nonsense at you deserves a hot slap. And it was well deserved. And I'm like, that's violence. So that is real violent behavior as far as I am concerned. And I think 100% Will's behavior completely, completely, completely out of line. He went up there. He apologized. He didn't apologize to Chris Rock.
But why is he? He's not going to apologize to Chris Rock. He meant to slap him. Why? That's to you. You see, the thing about apologies is
He needs to apologize to Chris Rock. Whenever he has his come to Jesus moment and goes through this in his mind, he owes Chris Rock an apology.
He needs to apologize does not make that so. If I hit you, which will never happen, but if I hit you and I meant to hit you, regardless of whether it's good or bad, the fact of the matter is I meant to hit you and I won't be sorry about that.
If you hit me, I will call the cops on you. Because that is assault.
That has nothing to do with the fact that I'm not sorry about hitting you.
I'm not forcing Will Smith to apologize or not apologize. That's up to him. That's his own personal behavior. But I'm saying that he needs, in my personal opinion, Chris Rock deserves an apology for him hitting him. Two wrongs do not make a right.
Okay.
If Chris Rock might get up tomorrow, don't be surprised. He might, because everybody's saying, they've got to settle this and come out and maybe even apologize for making such an insensitive joke. And he may come from a place where I didn't even know she had a condition. I didn't know there was anything wrong with her. I just cracked a joke. And everybody, Will might now be like, okay, I know that they have been cracking jokes on the Smiths for a long time, but they've put so much of themselves out there that sometimes it's like, okay, you put all this out there and people will make fun of you. Sometimes you go to a club, comedy clubs or whatever, and you're sitting in the audience and then you're the one that the comic on stage decides to make fun of. Are you now going to get up and go and slap the comic because he did something that was offensive? You'll be in jail. Period. What Will Smith did was unacceptable. Meanwhile, and then the other thing was, I was like, the Oscars are like, they came out and they're like, we don't condone any violence. They didn't ask Will Smith to leave. They still asked him, they still watched Doe and let him pick up his Oscar. And I know that people were probably conflicted about that decision. And yes, I also agree. When you were watching that thing at first, you could be forgiven for thinking it was part of the show because it came out of nowhere. It was only until Will, when he first did the whole slap thing, people were still like, I'm sure everybody was just thinking, it's part of the show, it's part of the skit, until he went to sit down and went to go and start yelling his profanities at Chris Rock. And Chris Rock was like, Will Smith just smacked the whatever out of me. And he just took it in his stride. I'm like, chai, this guy.
What's he going to do? They gave him a hard akante. His brain was reset. He couldn't even read the teleprompter correctly.
You know, I don't even know because I haven't delved too deeply into why Kanye was banned from the Oscars. But Kanye did not hit anybody.
Oscars, okay.
Yeah, he wasn't
banned from the Oscars. It was the Grammys. Grammys has happened yet.
Well, he's been... No. He was supposed to perform at this Oscar.
No.
Wasn't it?
No.
Okay, the Grammys. Got you. Are you sure? Okay. All right.
He got into it with Trevor Noah, and Trevor is the one who's hosting Grammys. So that I can see why they're doing that. Because they don't want Quanta. But let's stick to these people.
Look.
I don't think one single person is going to disagree with you about the fact that Will was out of line.
Completely.
But every single one of them, Chris and Will, both of them need to understand what personal responsibility is about. Just because you're a comedian and your life is to roast people does not mean you should be insensitive. What is that girl's name? Nene. I can't stand her. From Real Housewives of Atlanta. For 1 second, she was doing, stand-up comedian stuff. I think she was hosting a stand-up comedy show. And somebody was heckling her. And she said she hopes the person gets raped.
Uh-oh.
Okay. But she's a stand-up comedian.
No.
Why are you saying no?
No, she doesn't have to say it, but she
why are you saying no? The no. point I'm trying to make is that just because you're a comedian, you can't open your mouth and say rubbish.
But she
do your research.
The person slapped her because
do your research. That's neither here nor there. I'm talking about the comedian right now. Do your research, right? Figure out what it is that you're going to say that is going to get the maximum, amount of laughs you want without actually hurting anybody's feelings.
I don't think comedians have that responsibility.
They do have the responsibility.
I don't think
they
so.
They have the responsibility.
That's free speech.
Let me tell you, it's not about free speech. That's a lie. That is a bloody lie. RuPaul, that's rubbish. RuPaul's Drag Race, hold on. RuPaul's Drag Race, she does it all the time. He does it. He will come out, he will say, okay, reading, the library is open, reading is fundamental. All of them will put on glasses and they will go back and forth, roasting all of them. And one of the competitions they had was, let's do, roast people. And they did the little test run. And one of the contestants, the thing she was saying was hardcore, just nasty. And what's her name? Oh my God, how can I forget her name? It'll come back to me. Told the person that, listen, it's supposed to be funny. It's not supposed to hurt the person's feelings. Okay? There are things you can say that are true, but funny. Not true to hurt a person. So you're a comedian. You need to think about what you say.
What I'm saying is this. People, comedians, human beings, whatever, can say whatever they want to say. There is still free speech. Where you will see that where people should protest against people that are saying things that are insensitive and hurtful is with their wallets. Don't go watch a show of a comedian who is hurtful. That person will quickly self-correct. There are ways to treat situations like that to get people to check themselves and stop saying things or doing things that don't make sense. But you can't tell people not to say certain things. And sometimes, like Chris Rock, I don't know. I've not seen anyone who has come out and said, yes, he knew that Jada had this issue. He didn't. Well, I don't know. Let me not speak for him because I don't know if he knew or didn't know. And if you listen to his joke, I don't think he came from a mean-spirited space because he started with, hey, Jada, I love you. So he couched it and he tried to...
You're funny. You keep forgetting what I'm telling you. I told you that years ago, Jada was in his mouth. He was talking about Jada.
It was a joke.
Whether it was a joke or not, I'm trying to tell you the lead up.
I hear you. I'm still not seeing why he cannot crack the jokes that he needs to crack.
Nobody says he can't crack. Okay, you know what? It's kind of funny because I feel as if we're going back and forth for no good reason. No one says he can't crack jokes. I'm saying, again, like I said, it's about personal responsibility. You can crack a joke. It will be funny. The person you're cracking a joke about will laugh with you. Okay? This woman is going through issues. She's losing her hair. For whatever reason, it might be a medical reason, or it could be a mental, emotional reason, or it could just be old age. I have friends who are losing their hair. Okay? The fact of the matter is she's losing her hair and she's not feeling good about it. You don't come out and start saying G.I. Jane. What is that?
Look, I don't think there was anything off the cuff about his joke.
Well, that's you. The person he was talking about felt there was.
Donald Trump did not find funny any of the jokes and he canceled.
Who's bringing Donald Trump in here? Is he not one that's calling people mentally retarded and telling people, let's leave this guy, let's not talk about him. Because he wasn't finding the roasting funny,
he went ahead and, what is it? They canceled the, what is it, White House, what was it, press corps, whatever, that function they used to have where the comedians would get up there and they would roast, you know, they roasted Obama, they roasted Bush, they roasted, the guy was like, I don't want to be the butt of any jokes, just cancel. So for me, like I said, I didn't think that he was out of line, and I've said my piece. Will was completely out of line. Will, I don't know. I used to like him, but I don't know if I like him so much anymore. Chris Rock, I didn't really think anything about him. He's gone
Michelle Visage, that's what I was trying to remember.
He's gone up in my estimation. That's, you know, that's where I'm at.
I don't think Chris Rock hasn't gone up in my estimation. Will Smith, you know, I never really, I wasn't goo goo gaga over Will Smith, so he's where he is, in my opinion. He was wrong for doing that. Everyone needs to accept responsibility for their role. Chris Rock needs to. Tomorrow, Jada is not going to be in his mouth.
Let's see. I mean, you never know.
Tomorrow, Jada, he stood there and Will said, keep my wife out of your effing mouth.
Remember, if the Oscars was on Zoom, like it, you know, or something, he would have said his piece quietly.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Yeah, I hear you. So there's nothing that stops him tomorrow from cracking another joke.
And he'll see now. We will see.
He cracked a joke about himself too, because it was like, wow, you know, this is, he took it in his stride, you know, more power to
him. What's he going to do?
Imam?
Muhammad Ali.
In a dream.
Muhammad Ali. You forget. Independence Day. What's he going to do?
He could have escalated it. Chris Rock could have escalated it. He's a professional. He could have escalated it.
It has nothing to do.
He could have pressed charges. He could have.
But if you go and ask any of these comedians, they'll know when they've gone far. Your whole point when you're an actor or whatever it is, your desired effect is to get people to laugh at what you're saying and enjoy it. He didn't get the job done. The people that are laughing, the person who's supposed to be laughing at the joke, they weren't feeling it. Instead, he got a slap on the face. He will rethink. That's not how it works. It does not work like that. If you're cracking a joke, everybody will laugh and say, oh, you got me there, that was funny.
Look.
Will Smith didn't like it.
I know that.
Then I was like, what in the world?
Comedy clubs where the person on stage is roasting is obviously not finding it funny. And everybody else is laughing because, hey, the joke is funny. Jada didn't like it 100%, but his joke was funny, but she didn't like it. So people should not crack jokes again because someone didn't like it.
Actually,
like
it wasn't even funny.
Yeah,
if I sit down and think about it, what's funny about it? G.I. Jane, congratulations.
G.I. Jane 2.
Sit down and rest. They're all silly. They're all except Jada, because Jada was looking. Like I told you, these two, Will and Jada,
they're not
my favorite people. I really don't. Jada was looking beautiful.
I don't think.
Did you see the red carpet?
She was pretty. She was very pretty. She was on point.
Did you see the red carpet?
I said she was on point. I didn't watch the red carpet.
Oh my God.
I was traveling. I was traveling during the show. But she was so on point. She was looking so good.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, why would Will now get up and say, I want to defend my wife with violence? You couldn't think of any other way. And what exactly are you defending? It's not like Chris Rock came up to her and tried to beat her, or someone was trying to be violent towards her or anything. And you are not.
I don't understand why you're not seeing this. I don't understand why you're not seeing this.
And I'm not going to.
I have to preface it by saying no one is going to disagree with you about the fact that what Will did was wrong. But if you're sitting down there and this is a man who, this guy keeps ragging on his wife, his family, his thing, all of that. And then this night again, These are the myriad of emotions he went through. And he was find a better way. You're a human being, you're not a bloody robot.
Find a better way.
Nobody, what do you call it? Programmed you to do something.
Because he's a human being.
You don't know how you're going to. Listen, T, let me say this to you. Today, if I tell you, if I walked up to you and I slapped you, what would you do?
I don't know.
Exactly. Good.
I'm going to
thank you very much.
I will say this 100%.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, but nobody slapped Jada.
Listen, you're going to a place where we're not going. I asked you a specific question and I directed it at you and you answered it appropriately. You don't know. So if you as a human being, you cannot determine right now from the question I asked you, what you would do in a situation like that. You just watched what somebody would do.
Will should have done better. That's where I'm ending it at. He should have done better and he should have known better.
He didn't do better. He acted like a human being.
It was
disgraceful, mm-hmm. shameful, mm-hmm. but he acted like a human being mm-hmm. who had lost his mind. You all would think this guy has never, this guy, this Oscar that he was looking for, they finally nominated him. Because he wasn't nominated for.
And no one's talking about it anymore.
Hold on. They finally nominated him. And the buzz was so hot, everybody knew he was going to win this. You think he was in his right mind? Who is going to do that? Who is going to just get up and go and slap somebody on a very special night? He was not in his right mind.
It was very evident
at when he was giving his speech. The crying, he was doing all of that. It was
he's an actor. He's probably, who knows? I'm not saying that he was not contrite. I'm not going to say whether he was or he wasn't, but he's also an actor. So I'm taking his tears with a grain of salt. Like I said, the emotions were too much for me. The range was too much for me in the short space of time. I'm not saying it's impossible for people to go through those kinds of emotions in a short space of time. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying for me, as I was looking, at the end of the day, I just said to myself, he's an actor.
This is very off topic, but let me put myself, give you an example of something that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of off topic, but not quite. I'm going to talk about emotions.
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean?
I'm listening now.
So my grandma was sick back in Nige. My parents sent me to the village to go and stay with my grandma, basically to be her nurse and things like that. I got there. My grandma was suffering from dementia or whatever. And you know how that works. You don't remember anybody. You don't remember anything. But I was there with her, literally nursing her back to health. She was remembering things. You ask her a question, she would tell you. And this was the best time I'd ever spent with my grandma, because my grandma was a hard nut to crack. And then I had to come back, the school started. I had to go back to school or whatever. And maybe about 2 weeks after I had left, we got a call that she had passed away. And I felt nothing. I wasn't crying. This is a woman that I had such a great time with and being with her. I wasn't crying, nothing. And then, time had passed. Unlike Muslims, when someone dies, they bury them right away. There was, planning and all this. To all that time, to the burial, there was no crying for me. There was nothing. We now got there. Even the night of the wake, it's open casket, people are there, still no tears, nothing. It was like, she's an old lady. It's a normal transition. This is what's going to happen. This is how I was feeling. And then the day of the burial, still same thing. Now they're putting her in the ground. And all her children and her grandkids and all of that, we're supposed to dig, take a piece of soil and pour it into the ground, over her casket. And it was my turn. And I lost it. I was crying. Everybody was looking at me like, what's wrong with her? And they've all dealt with it. Everyone is fine. But I was bawling. I was inconsolable. It was like I was having an out of body experience because I was like, what in the world is going on with me? I was crying. I couldn't stop. I don't know what's going on with Will or even Jada. Okay. They are human beings. I told you what this guy did a few years ago. Even his reaction, just like everybody is saying, he was laughing. Even that, it's like, okay, he laughed. And then he was like, wait, what was that? And then look, it was a few minutes passed before he decided to actually get up from his seat. And it wasn't like, oh, he was so, so close to the stage. He had to walk up to the stage. And even when he walked up to the stage, there was a split second he could have been like, wait, what am I doing? And what? His mind was somewhere else when he slapped Chris Rock. And even when he got back to his seat and he was doing all that, keep my wife's name out of your, he still wasn't who he's supposed to be, who everybody thought he was. And then when he walked up to get his award, it came crashing down on him because in his mind, he was like, I cannot believe I just did that. This thing I was looking forward to, this thing that I really wanted, now I've got it. And this is my legacy. People are going to be like, the Oscar that he was looking for, the day he won it, he slapped Chris Rock. No one's going to remember he won the Oscar.
Unprovoked.
You know, they'll remember, well, that's that's what you think. Mm-hmm. In his mind, he was provoked.
Of course.
But at the end of the day, it's like, I can't believe I just slapped this guy. Like, I can't believe I behaved this way.
He was so caught up in his bad behavior that he didn't think, I'm not saying, maybe two apologies were deserved here, but he needs to apologize to Chris Rock. He did something bad to him. He assaulted him. He needs to apologize to him.
Well, I think he will only apologize if he feels what he did was wrong. Wow. I don't subscribe to apologies that are meaningless. Why are you apologizing? What's the apology for? I'm sorry for
slapping you. As far as I'm concerned.
Are you sorry for slapping me? For
someone who is such a huge role model to other people, to young men, to people that you keep telling, oh, you know, use your words. Don't use your fists. Don't be violent. We keep trying to train people to try to do the right thing. Like you said, personal responsibility or personal accountability. And then he does this and he doesn't even, if this was two young children in school, and these are young people that you're raising, you would have told them to apologize, especially the one who hit the other person. Apologize to him for hitting him. You would. You're not going to tell someone, only apologize if you feel like you should apologize.
The funny thing about this is that I'm not disagreeing with you, okay? But this is a grown man. You're not going to tell a grown man how to feel. Okay. Let me explain why there's a little corner in what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Children are children, and you're trying to bring them up. These are their formative years. You're trying to help them understand what life is. So I can understand you saying you shouldn't do this, blah, 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 blah. This is a grown man, an adult, who is supposed to know right from wrong. And if he decides to slap someone, he has to decide to apologize because he believes the slap was wrong. At this moment in time, Will Smith doesn't think slapping this guy because he was disrespectful to his wife was wrong. He doesn't. We all, the people observing, we think, Bia Orekwama, why did you do that? That doesn't make any sense. We think it's inappropriate. We think it was wrong. We think it was uncalled for. But he doesn't. And until he feels, maybe I shouldn't have slapped. Until they sit down, mano or whatever they say. And Chris Rock says, you know what? I didn't know Jada was having alopecia problems. You know, I honestly thought the Gorimakwa was style.
She looked good.
You know, I didn't know this was what was going on. I didn't know it was going to get you like that because I thought, well, both of us are comedians. We laugh, we kiki, you know. until they have that man-to-man conversation. I'm really sorry, I didn't mean it like that. Then Will will say, you know what? I apologize for slapping you. Thank you for apologizing to me. But until Will feels like what he did was wrong, don't expect an apology.
Look, I'm not expecting anything from anybody, but he was wrong and he should apologize. You don't assault people. That was blood. That was assault, bottom line. Okay. You know, I say that and I keep, remember I told you that I feel like a hypocrite because I know that if anybody were to tell me to tell Bianca to apologize to Ebele for hitting her, I'd be like, hell no, she has no reason.
That was self-defense. That woman was poking her. That woman was beating up Bianca. Bianca told her, because
reason. And it's the same thing because for me, I'm really, if I isolate the act, you hit someone, you shouldn't hit someone, apologize for it. So I should say, Bianca, you hit Ebele, you shouldn't have hit her.
It's not the same thing though. You see, this is why I disagree with you. This was self-defense.
I told you that nothing will make me ever feel like Bianca should apologize. Having said that, if I just look at it like...
with your hypocritical ways.
That's what I said. I said that. I feel like a hypocrite because I will not allow anyone in this world to tell me to tell Bianca.
No, don't come in my face. Don't come and be poking me. If I ask you several times, please, can you leave from my face? You block my way.
I would be like Bianca, because give her another dirty slap.
and then the history of this woman is that she goes around slapping
people. She's just rude and violent.
So you can imagine that Bianca was saying, I'm not about to be... you will slap me, you know.
Let me slap you.
The last slap was something else. One of the gilly flu.
They're selling in Abba. They're like, there's this. I don't know if you saw this video of this guy going around the Abba market.
I saw it. That was hilarious. and her little fine picture in the corner, looking gorgeous.
You know what I was also thinking? I wonder if the way I'm perceiving, and this is just me unpacking really, is my perception, is there something, I'm looking at it differently because these are two women involved in a slapping incident versus two men, because I'm not even looking at it as though it's the same violent behavior. I told you, I just feel like a hypocrite.
Well, I don't know how you're looking at it.
I do not
subscribe to violence of any kind. But what you're not going to do is attack me in any form or fashion. I will defend myself. So I'm looking at it as this was self-defense. This woman came from her chair. She, like I said, Will Smith was the prancing lady. The prancing flamingo. That's what Will Smith was in this situation. He got up off his seat. And I said, Onya, that's the same thing this woman did. She came from yonder.
To go and assault Bianca.
Beat Bianca. Bianca that was sitting down with her sunglasses, looking fly in her chair, minding her business.
She was like, come here. Let
this
me help
one came
you.
To disturb her.
Gamagela.
That is a county. A hot one that was felt.
Well deserved. Like no one is feeling sorry for Ebele. Everyone's like, serves you right. So I mean, it is a sad testimony that a whole former first lady will be treated in such a manner, and no one is able to even support her or defend her or say, hey.
Well, there are people who are.
But what I mean is that there are extenuating circumstances or anything. Everything I've heard, everyone I've talked to, everyone who even talks about it is like, I'm thaw. So look. Everyone's like, she had it coming. Like nobody's
had
like
it coming.
Everybody says she had it coming. So
but you know what? You're saying she had it coming. There are people who are saying Chris Rock had it coming. Someone actually put a comment on my Facebook. Chris Rock had it coming. This is what they said. So you know, everyone's gonna have something to say, but for the most part, on both, you're 100% right. That on Bianca's own. I would say 99.9% say, homegirl, you got what you needed. And then for Will, 95% of people are saying that was not cool, you know? So, the way it's going, we're in March. For the next month, I said I'm expecting
a more sloppy slaps.
I'm expecting more slaps.
If anyone says anything, you guys are annoying. Just calm. One hot, dirty Bianca reset slap. Let me help you reset your brain.
Man, that is something else. But I felt really bad. I mean, I had a moment when I thought when I played the whole thing together, and I just saw Chris Rock's face.
He handled it superbly. Honestly, he was on point. He handled it superbly. I can't think of anybody else who would have handled it.
What do you want him to do?
Tried to joke about it. He tried to recover from it, but you could tell he was shook. Because
that's what I'm saying. So he had nothing else to do.
But he was shook. Well, he was like, the show must go on.
Which show must go on? They told him, he read the teleprompter wasn't working for him. He was like, we are going to discuss a documentary of. I don't think he fully grasped what actually happened for the hot second.
But
yeah. And then he was done with it.
I can't believe some person got up and assaulted me on stage. Like, it was not believable. But he did the right thing. I applaud him 120%, and he's gone up in my estimation. What can I say?
No, he's where he is. They're all where they are in my estimation. I don't regard them one way or another as anything. Chris Rock, this hair issue with black women, I'm gonna need him to chill out. He did good hair. Now he's talking about G.I. Jane. Chris Rock. Now you need to stop talking about black women and their hair.
I think that as with everything, of course, that is in a public space, everybody has personalized it and everyone is taking the side of the person they like the most. And I think this is difficult for a number of people in Hollywood because a number of them, especially maybe the black entertainers as well, are probably close to both Will Smith and Chris Rock. And so everyone's kind of like, I don't want to condemn anybody. I don't really want to do whatever. How do I end up on the right side of this matter? And I'm like, right is right. Just tell the truth. Will Smith was wrong. Bottom line, there's no excuse for his behavior. Everybody says, we kind of understand where he's coming from.
You can understand where someone is coming from and still let them know
he's wrong.
Yeah, you can still understand, but at the end of the day, what you did was wrong.
And
the thing that's going to be extra painful is if the Oscar says, give us back that Oscar.
They should. The consequences.
I'm just like, you've worked
they actually need to do something to show.
I was watching it and I was like, how are they allowing him to still take this Oscar?
Like, I was like, huh?
They didn't know. They didn't know that this
everybody was shocked. No, because like I said, everyone first thought it was part of the skit. Then you saw Will Smith get back to his seat and he was still like shouting profanities. I'm like, you have slapped someone. You're still abusing them on top of everything. Haba.
To me, I think, you know what? If he never slapped Chris Rock, if all he did was stay from his seat and say, keep my wife, everybody would have said, they would have understood it because you matched words with words, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about my wife and I'm telling you, keep her name out of your mouth.
Right.
And you say it, I mean, the way he said it, I felt the fear of God in me. I said, please, Will, I know, West Philly, rolling on the streets, whatever, DJ Jazzy Jazz.
Chris Rock.
I'm sorry, you.
Chris Rock was like, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna keep her name out of my mouth.
I'll keep her name out. That was enough. It's as if Chris Rock was looking at him and said, am I looking at Muhammad Ali right now? Is he am I gonna get some more punching in the face?
No.
If he had sat down there and that's all he said, I would have been like, okay, yeah. But the getting up, walking all the way, I said,
with all that testosterone and aggression, I'm like, really?
It's not correct. What
nobody should defend me like that. So
it's not correct. Indeed.
Nobody could defend me.
Yeah, right.
If someone is coming up to fight me, I would like the man in my life to defend me with, protecting me, definitely. And if someone slaps me, I expect the men in my life to give that person three hot slaps right back. I'm not saying I don't appreciate that, but to react violently when someone was not even, you know, that's inappropriate. I can't say it enough, you know. I'm just really shocked at the way that the rest of the world or rest of everybody else is reacting to this. And I feel like a lot of it is, of course, because it's Will Smith.
I don't know what you're seeing, but for the most part, everybody's like, nope, that was not cool. For the most part. And then the other people are saying, I can see why he did that, but it's still wrong. You see what I'm saying? I don't know anyone who's applauding him for doing that. I mean, apart from the one person that said, you know, Chris Rock had it coming.
Tiffany Haddish applauded him.
Okay.
Yeah, there are more people who feel that way.
Just right. Been- so I don't know. So, but the bottom line is, you know, this, for the most part, what I'm seeing is he should have done that.
A lot of people are like, anyway, this is going to be story for many, many years to come. Shay, what was it? Someone cracked a joke about their open relationship. Why didn't he get up and slap the female comedian when she cracked the joke about their open relationship?
Because it's an open relationship that both of them have said they're fine with. Like, why is he slapping anybody?
My dear, because
people need to figure it out. If somebody is suffering from an illness and you know that this person is forget about illness, anything that somebody that really, really hurts a person, and another person comes and starts cracking a joke about that, there's no way it's going to be a good feeling for the person who they're cracking the joke on, because it's something that's sensitive. So, I mean, I don't know how people can understand this, but I can say that I didn't know this woman had alopecia. She was having difficulty dealing with hair loss. I thought she was being a fashion queen. But look at it now. We're all hearing that this lady has alopecia. She's suffering from hair loss. And she's trying to navigate, you know, but she's fine. I beg. She looks good. And thank God she has
the head for it. Beautiful.
Yes, but that's us looking at her. All these people who have body dysmorphia that are going and having surgery upon surgery upon surgery, and you tell them you look okay, but they'll still go. Your lips are good, they'll make it bigger. Your boobs are good, they'll make it bigger. Or whatever it is, it doesn't matter what you say to them, this is how they feel. So this is what people need to consider. The woman is not feeling good about what's going on with her. Whether she shaved her hair, she looks fly as hell, because I think she looked. She was, when they say, you know, they're rating people who are looking good, to me, she looks fantastic. Her whole outfit that day. I mean, I had to make a comment on it on Twitter. I was like, wow, Jada.
I know that I would not look that half as good as she's looking with Gorimapa. There's no way.
Why do you keep saying, you know, selling yourself short? Why do you?
I'm not selling myself short, so I'm not going to do Gorimapa. See me see trouble. I'll be wearing a wig. I'm not going to embrace any boldness.
Right. And there are a lot of people who are experiencing this alopecia and are wigging it out.
I hear you. Yes.
Because and she shaved her hair. And just because she shaved her hair and she looks cute as anything does not mean Chris Rock, Chris Okute, should open his mouth and say things like that.
Whatever, girlfriend. It's okay. We've said enough. We won't talk too much about the whole thing. Because
we'll be talking about tomorrow. Somebody will call me and I will give them the same story. I mean, we'll be talking about that, how we're doing Bianca. And I was like, listen, the nerve of her. Do you understand that Bianca is revered? And then you're like, who revered? I said, she's me, like me.
I don't even care who reverses or doesn't reverse. Like, if any heifer tries to step up to you the way that this heifer tried to step up to her, just give her a hot slap.
You see? The violent one.
That's what I said. I'm a hypocrite. God forgive me my sins.
Oh my goodness. That's anyway, okay. Well, let us know what you guys think. I mean, I think for the most part, we've said it all, but let's know what you think. about the slaps heard around the world.
Please don't go around slapping people, though.
I mean, yeah, don't.
Violence does not pay.
It's not a good look. But thank you, and we'll circle back.
Thank you for joining us.
Leave us a 59-second voice note by clicking on the message button.
Comment, like, share, search for Tea with Mrs. S on the internet.
And if you like what you hear, subscribe by clicking on the support button.